This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
So welcome to the new studio, whatever the recording environment. I'm in a new spot, and I really have no idea what this episode about to be, so everybody, I don't know. Hold on to your butts.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The ransom, the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rick. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the answer. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Ain't come around here to look all cool.
Nah.
I already am cool. Clear to do the motherfucking show. That's what I love to do. Ain't nobody sick.
Nobody.
Are you ready?
Can you dig it?
Oh, yeah. They say I've been the best on the low, huh? Why is so underrated? That been your question before, huh? I was destined to get my shining on. My whole future dipped in gold and covered in diamond stones.
Stop the music. That's reckless. Oh, I thought, I ain't know I even cut the... I'm discombobulated. It's what it is. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy J. Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society, and I want to thank you first and foremost for hanging out with me, spending a little bit of time, talk about whatever. I really don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about something. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and it's much appreciated. So we're going to just jump into the proceedings this evening. Tonight, whatever it is, I'm in a new spot. First episode recording here. You know, I got ahead last week because I did, you know, like back to back episodes one with the homie MF, and that gave me some time to kind of get in here and get set up, and I, you know, feel pressure to get things to where I wanted them to be so I could get another episode out. And it didn't work at all because I still like ended up in the same position where it's like Sunday night, and this is my first time even like setting up the mic and everything. So we right back where we always were. I don't know why I picked the King Los intro thing. I've been listening to music a lot in a new spot because, you know, I'm here by myself. I can play my music. I won't say as loud, but as louder than I could before and like everywhere. And so, yeah, music has been like a big part of me being in here. And that's a track I like from him. And I just like the intro with Diddy. You know what I'm saying? I already am cool. I ain't come here to look all cool. I already am cool. Came here to do the show. But King Los is nice. And, you know, he's from the, I try to claim him as like from the area. But then if you really talk to me about Baltimore, I don't necessarily claim Baltimore, so I guess I gotta pick a side, but you know. I had the privilege of being in a studio environment with King Los at one point. Like, you know, when I was trying to be a rapper. I'm sure he don't remember me at all, but it was a memorable moment for me. I think I also like did a show with him. You know, it was like a free show for charity or something like that. And he was the headliner, and I won't even say like I was opening act. I was another act. It was like an all day festival kind of thing. We performed on the same stage. That's about as close as we got. But yeah, I used to try to do this. I actually did recently record like a my own Lemon Pepper, you know, freestyle kind of thing, and I was like happy with it until I heard what King Los did to it, and then yeah, y'all won't ever hear my shit after that. It's a wrap for that one. I don't know, every once in a while you gotta like watch a professional do something to realize you're still an amateur. So it is what it is. Moving right along. There is no Chef Elise update, and it might not be a Chef Elise update for a little bit. Family emergency happened with her mother. And so they are actually back in Maryland. And might be there for a couple weeks. So it gives me more time to get her space set up in the new spot. I got like all these grand ideas, and I tried to execute something tonight, like right before I sat down to record, and shit went left. Like I'm trying to put the I'm trying to do LED lights all around the top of the ceiling, so we can do the colors and like respond to the music. Like when she was coming to stay with me, I lived in a sober home. You know, all I really had in terms of space for us was my room, and I had a lamp in there, one of those color changing bulbs, and it was attached to my Amazon Alexa stuff. And so, you know, she got to the point where she was real good at it. She could come in the room and tell Alexa to put on SpongeBob and turn on the light, change it to pink, and you know, she was exactly where she wanted to be doing what she wanted to do. So yeah, that light bulb is staying in my room. I got a lamp in there, but I was going to set her up with even bigger and better things. We're going to do the LEDs all across the ceiling. And I'm just now realizing, like, I don't know how I'm going to get power up there. Like, the little brick, it don't make no sense. Manufacturers think about these things. The brick that they give you to, you know, provide power to these lights, the cord is, like, mad short. It's just, you know, there's no place. You know most people are putting them on the ceiling. Matter of fact, that's how you advertise them, and half your shit is going around the ceiling. So if you know that's the case, why would you give people a cord? There's no possible way it would extend from where a normal outlet is to the ceiling. Like, you gotta have a super short ceiling. Like, you know, they would have to live in Munchkin Land or something in order for that to work out. But I don't know. I could rant about that forever. I'm a little upset because I really had it in my head that I was gonna get all that up tonight and be in here with the lights flashing and shit while I was doing the show, and it didn't work out that way. But yeah, I'm really excited about setting up the space for her. And her having, you know, her own kind of area. I hear that, you know, she could, you know, I don't know. I just got this thing in my head, like, you know, creating it so that she enjoys being at dad's house. And she has these things over at dad's house. So there's some pettiness in there, but I just like making my daughter happy. I want her to be happy over here. So that's the plan. But yeah, no chef release right now. In the meantime, in between time, I guess I'm trying to get some practice in. Work on some things, you know, some recipes myself, so that when I do have her, it's a little more organized. I'm usually doing something like for the first time with her. And so I'm like reading the instructions and, you know, trying to tell her what to do and trying to figure out for myself what I'm supposed to be doing, all at the same time. And that's too stressful. I think that's part of the reason why, you know, the last couple of weeks, I really hadn't had a recipe for us to do, because it just, man, it's, you know, because she's five, so she's everywhere, and she wants to do everything, and she wants to touch everything, and she wants to scoop the flour herself, and it's like, I'm trying not to make a mess, and it just gets crazy. So if I know what's going to happen before it happens, I can game plan for it. Maybe I can have the flour and stuff pre-measured. You know, I'm trying to grow up, people. Like, I'm really trying to be an adult for once at 40. I'm not 40 yet, but I'm claiming it. 39 is close enough. I might as well say I'm 40. Strange thing happened in terms of my age. I fucked around and accidentally shaved my beard off. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but it was an accident. Like, I was going to... I have one spot on the... like, my left cheek. There's one patch where, like, hair just refuses to grow. It's like, no matter how... you know, full the beard gets, like, I really have to do like a facial comb over. Like, I got to comb over the hair above the patch so that it covers in the little patch. And so I say all that to say, not that y'all care at all, but the patch was bothering me. Like, it was just like, I could feel it. So I was trying to, I don't know, do something with the trimmer to make the beard look a little neater. And I forgot that I had like the precision blade up. And so when I went to trim it, I just like cut a stripe out of my beard. And at that point, what else was I going to do? So I started shaving and just getting like the, I don't know, I was going to leave the mustache and the goatee, but this is why I let barbers do it. Cause the more hair I shaved, like the more uneven stuff got, it just got to the point where I had to shave the whole thing off. And, I was really upset. I don't even want to be seen right now. Like, I don't even want to leave the house. Like, I feel like a turtle out of his shell. Like, for some reason, I feel mad vulnerable right now. Like, I feel unsafe for some reason because I don't have facial hair. Like, I don't know. It's like Samson or something. Like, I don't derive strength from my beard because it wasn't that impressive of a beard. But I look 12 is really what it is. Like, and that's fucking with me. Like, I look, if it wasn't for the 5 o'clock shadow, it wasn't for the fact that I got a little, like, stubble. Like, you could see that there usually is hair there. I look like a little fucking kid. And, I'm trying to take that as a plus. Like, I'm 40, but you couldn't tell, like, you know, black don't crack or whatever it is. And I don't want to say I've lived a hard life because I know people who've lived much harder lives, but I haven't taken the best care of myself. So the fact that I don't look as old as I actually am should be a good thing, but I don't know. It's a weird way to find out though. I accidentally shaved your beard off and then had to tell people it was an accident. I showed up someplace. I did leave the house and I showed up someplace today and, like, it's been that long that I've been carrying on, like, this facial hair thing that, like, somebody that used to live with me almost didn't recognize me because I didn't have any facial hair. And I don't trust dudes with no facial hair. Like, that's a thing with me. I don't know. Y'all know I get into this toxic masculinity thing. And I guess, like, facial hair is a masculinity thing for me. And if you a dude and you don't have any facial hair, like, it rubs me the wrong way. It's like dudes with pink lips or people that don't swing their arms when they walk. I'm weird. I'm strange. I'm sure you have shit too. You just don't tell people out loud. And I'm brave enough to do it. So I'm better than that. Let's start. Oh man. I told you I didn't know where this episode was going to go. What was I talking about? I was talking about, practicing, trying to get myself ready for recipes with Chef Elise when she comes back. And then also, embracing the bougie. Like, I think a fellow podcaster listened to one of my maybe the episode before last where I talked about moving in here and, like, the gadgets that I was buying, the air fryer and my gooseneck electric kettle. I'm gonna tell y'all about another one in a minute, but so it was just like, you know, what she heard was I'm just mad bougie, and I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. And a friend of mine posted a picture of some, like, homemade lemon curd that she made. And then all of a sudden, like, it just felt like the right thing to do. It felt like the right thing to do on so many levels. Like, it seemed like a simple enough recipe that I could do with Elise. And if I got good at it before Elise got here, it would be real simple. I like lemon. And then I got able to just be another way to show off my bouginess. Cause I'm embracing it. That's what it is. I'm almost 40. I'm claiming 40. I'm trying to be a grown up for the first time in my life. I'm trying to do a lot of grown up shit and just be an adult. And lemon curd just felt like, I don't know, the step in that direction. So I did that. And I'm ready for it. It turned out dope. Like, I've been putting it on English muffins all week. Yeah. My life is so different now. Like, I'm laughing because I know who I am. Like, I think some of these things would be funnier to y'all if you actually knew me. And so to know me and then imagine the person that I am up at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning making lemon curd, shit is fucking hilarious. And one of these days we'll get to know each other a little better. I don't know. We 197 episodes in, so if you don't know me by now. If you don't know me by now. Let me get that. Yeah, so that's, I don't know if you can't hear, I got a co-host on this episode. It's my Mayu water pitcher. I did it. The algorithm has got me. Facebook just kept showing me this water pitcher. Just, I couldn't get away from it. And I told my roommate, like once I start looking at something too much, like, I can have it in my mind, I don't need this, and I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to do it. You're not going to get me this time. But then I know really in my heart that if once I've looked at it for a certain amount of time, like once I've spent enough time looking at something, then the switch is already flipped and it's just a matter of time. Like, it's just a matter of time before I finally make the purchase. Usually it's like a retail therapy kind of thing. Like, something happens and I need a pick me up. And so I want to buy something. And so the first thing that comes to mind is that thing that I've been looking at that I've been telling myself I'm not going to buy. I don't know what this one was. It wasn't a celebration, but I don't know. my stimulus finally came through. So I was like, ah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm getting this water pitcher. So now I got this swirling water pitcher and it's become a theme for the apartment. So, I don't know. I tell all my business. It all started, right? With, the first thing the algorithm got me with was this rotating TV, right? So, I seen this TV that rotates from portrait to landscape. And that is a fucking useless feature. Like there is nothing. The way they sell it like for millennials and shit like that. They sell it for people who watch a lot of content, like on TikTok and some of these other sites. And you can now rotate your TV so that you can see those things in full screen. You know, if you're sharing your phone on the TV, you don't have that little screen in the middle with the black bars. Like you can rotate it and you get just the big screen. And I don't even be on TikTok like that. Like somebody, I didn't know what the big deal about it was. And somebody recently got me into it. And every once in a while, I catch myself like scrolling for 5 or 10 minutes. And I've even sat there and like tried to mirror my screen onto the TV and turn it so that I could watch the TikToks. And I end up like looking at my phone. Like you still have to look at your phone to like scroll through. And it's like my phone is closer to me than the TV. So why the fuck am I going to look up there? Like it's not, I don't know. We got big enough phones, like, and the phone is closer. So it feels like a bigger screen than the screen over there. I don't know. Useless feature, but yeah. I saw the rotating TV. I started talking to my roommate. I was like, man. I'm in trouble. Like, this is really like how I know I'm an addict. Because I'm like, man, I'm in trouble. I see this TV. I don't need this TV. I don't need to spend what it costs to get this TV. But I can't stop looking at it. And I know that means I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to buy it at some point. I just kept looking at it. And then I think I finally found it on a site refurbished. And so it was like way cheaper to even get it anywhere else. And I took that as a sign from God that I was supposed to buy it. So I bought it. So the first thing I had was a rotating TV. That's how I started. Then I bought an air fryer. I wanted an air fryer. And again, another, like, it feels useless to me because my air fryer sits right next to my actual oven. And so far, I've, like, made pizzas and like, you know, the shrimp you put in the oven and all that kind of stuff. But everything I've done in the air fryer sitting next to my oven. Like, I haven't used the oven one time, like, not once. And it's there. And that's what it's there for. But I prefer to use his air fryer. But the... Again, like the feature that sold me on it was the fact that it sits flat. And then when you need the counter space back, you can flip it up. It rotates up and sits and stands vertically. So now you get your counter space back. So then it became a thing in the house. Like anything I talked about, it was like, but does it rotate? You know, it was like everything in the house got to rotate. Like you got the rotating TV. You got the, you know, the air fryer that flips up. Like, if you talk to us about something else, it got to fit the motif at this point. Like, see, that's my grown man word. It got to fit the theme, dude. Does it rotate? Yo, I told the same roommate, I'm like, man, I seen this water pitcher on Facebook, you know, and I'm trying not to buy it. And he's like, a water pitcher? He's like, but does it rotate? I was like, yes, my nigga, it does rotate. So I don't know if y'all can hear this. I guess it's supposed to be whisper quiet. I'm not going to do a diss review of your product, but y'all sold me on some dreams. And anyways, it's supposed to be whisper quiet, but I can hear there's definitely a motor whirring. Yeah. But yeah, it creates like a little whirlpool in the bottom. And I guess I enjoy looking. I've drank like, I don't know, 3 liters of water in the last 2 days because of the picture. So I guess it's a good thing, but it's the most... If this feels like the most useless thing I ever purchased in my life. And I'm almost ashamed. Like, I think I bought it with the idea that it'd be cool and it'd be something to sit on the table and everybody look at the swirling water and like, damn, dog, you got a swirling water pitcher? Like, yeah, nigga, like, everything in here rotates. Like, I had this whole, that's how it's supposed to work out. And now, like, it's so dumb. Like, it's so useless. I'm embarrassed for people to see. Like, if somebody came over, I'd hide it. Like, I use it because I feel like I got to use it to justify the fact that I bought the thing. But if somebody was to come over, like I've had people come over that knew I had it. I'm like, they was like, where the swirling water pitcher at? And I'm like, all right, man. I feel I don't want to show them because I know that they really deep down laughing at me because I bought a swirling water pitcher. But I did. The algorithm has got me there. It's mad things on there right now that they keep showing me. It's like they have figured me out for real. They know how to sell me things, and they showing me things that I know I don't need. I know I don't need, but I want them. I want them so bad. Like if it wasn't for the fact that I think I've overspent as it is already in this apartment, they would be still getting stuff out of me right now. I'm trying to tell you, Facebook, leave me alone. You're going to bankrupt me and then get nothing out of me. Like, give me a break. Give me a little time to recover from all the purchases that I made. I know y'all know I made the purchases. I'm sure you got the cookies or whatever this shit that's tracking me, because y'all know everything I talk about. I was talking to a young lady the other day about those TikTok leggings, which I didn't know was a thing. Like, I don't know. I'm not hip at all. I didn't know that was a thing. And then like 2 days later, I'm on Facebook and there's an ad for the leggings from TikTok. So I know y'all listening. I know y'all know everything I'm doing. I'm broke. Like, chill. Like, you're going to break me. Like, don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could get more money out of me in the long run if you give me a moment to recuperate. Y'all killing me right now, but just leave me alone. I bought the water pitcher. Let me fill my glass up real quick. But at least I feel healthy, man. I'm drinking mad water. That means I have to go to the bathroom all the time. I'm holding it in right now. TMI. Anyway, man, what else is going on? What's been going on the interwebs with y'all? I don't know. This is a bad joke, but I wanted to make it for a little while. Man, when the off season started, I really had hope that the Washington football team would figure out a way to pull off this Deshaun Watson trade. So I was hoping we'd figure out some package to send to Houston that didn't involve Chase Young that would get us Deshaun Watson. And then I don't know what happened. Next time I look up, this dude is approaching Bill Cosby numbers. Like, it's getting crazy for Deshaun right now, and they can't give him away. This is another one of them situations where, you know, you don't want to pass judgment on anybody, the accused or the accusers. But when the numbers get like this, it's very hard to believe you ain't do some of it. Like, very hard to, like, there's a lot at this point. There's a lot, bro. And I when I talk to people about it, they've obviously read more or looked at some of these articles or maybe watched ESPN. More, I haven't had cable to watch ESPN in a minute, so I don't know. But like, the stories I'm hearing about, I guess, what he's accused of doing to some of these ladies, like, it's just, man, like, and again as a black man, I'm tired of taking these L's. To like, if we could just get together as a group and just, we gotta fix some of this stuff. We gotta stop, or we gotta organize in a way that when somebody gets out of line, we self-police. We step in and be the first ones. I don't even want to say the first one. I wanted to say the first ones to condemn something. But that's kind of the problem right now, is that as soon as shit pops up, like, it's a possibility that somebody fucked up. Like, you got to condemn them immediately. And I do want to hang back and, like, just, because I would hope that if you hear something about me crazy, that you just don't assume that I did it. I might have done it, because I've done some crazy shit, but I just pause for a moment to make sure. That's all I'm asking for, is that moment, that little pause. But hey, Deshaun Watson, numbers it's not looking good, man. And I don't know you. I don't know none of your people. It's not looking good, bro. Like, you need to say something. You need to address it. you know, either admit to it and get some help and, you know, accept your penalty. But something like I can deal with that with almost anything you do. Lesson for people, lesson, especially for people dealing with me. Cause this is going on with me right now. If you tell me what it is, if you're honest with me, like, and you don't rob me of the ability to make a decision about, you know, how to proceed with you moving forward, your chances are better than if I feel like, if I find out you withheld information from me or you purposefully deceived me. If you can say, this is what I did, I own it, my bad, this is how I'm moving forward, this is what I'm doing in the future to correct it, and be willing to accept whatever comes along, you know, as a consequence of what you did, there's a way back for you in my book. You know, if personally, if you're dealing with me, there's a way back. We could get back to wherever we was probably in time, because you know, I don't have to look at you like somebody who don't think they did anything wrong. That's the worst situation for me, is dealing with somebody who wronged me or hurt me, and they don't even, they act like they ain't do nothing. Like, that's, that upsets me more than anything. But if you were to, like, own it and just be honest with me, you know, but you got a shot to come back. But the deception, once I feel like you a person that is willing to or would try to deceive me, one, I think you're attacking my intelligence, because you're telling me you think I'm stupid enough to believe whatever it is, the story that you're giving me to explain away shit. And I'm an overthinker. So if you tell me something that does not make sense, what you're doing is you are filling out my calendar for the next 6 months. Cause for the next 6 months, I'm gonna sit here and go over this information over and over and over again until I can find a way that it makes sense, or I can find a way that I can definitively prove to you that it doesn't make sense in a way that you can't refute. But that's what's going to happen to me for the next 6 months. If you tell me something that doesn't make sense, I'm not going to stop. So if you care about me at all, just tell me the truth and save me all of that shit. Like, I don't know. Deshaun Watson, I don't know how that applies to Deshaun Watson at all, but that was the jump off point. man, I don't have much else. I'm in a new spot. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying, you know, space to myself. I'm enjoying being an adult. I'm drinking a lot of tea. I'm enjoying my gooseneck kettle. It's very precise with the pouring. And I can also set it to the very precise temperature, to the degree. I'm learning the different degrees and temperatures that different teas need to be brewed at. The matcha may be the one thing that Facebook recommended that has really turned out as well as they said it was. I get the energy from it. Another thing that rotates, because I got an electric whisk with the matcha stuff. So, again, that's the, if you want to sell me something, first question is, but does it rotate? If it rotates, then it fits right in. I might just buy it. I shouldn't say that, because now Facebook got a hook. But anyway, let's do the normal calls to action. My homie, Zaya Fitness, check him out on Instagram, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness. If you have issues with nutrition or fitness goals, you know, definitely reach out. He's the guru. He can get you where you want to be. Zaya Fitness on Instagram. TTCharities.org if you're looking for ways to be impactful, if you're looking for ways to help your brother out, to help your people out. TTCharities.org. Hit up the site. Donate what you can. Time, money, books, clothes. Even a like, a repost, a retweet, all of that helps. But ttcharities.org. And then, what is TWS and Define Functional? Both podcasts out there. Haven't done an episode of Define Functional in a while, but now that I got the new space, hoping to kind of ramp that up a little bit. But what is TWS? Is dropping episodes every week. You know, I found a way to make time to get this one done, even though I don't know what the point of this episode is, other than to talk about rotation. That might be my new, like, Tinder shit. Like, maybe I'm going to change my Tinder profile to just be a question. Like, but does it rotate? I'm going to see how. Cause, hey, ladies, I'm a different. I come from a different era. Like I feel like I'm that old that I can say shit like that. Like I come from a different era. Like I be actually wanting to connect with you on what your interests are, or know something about you, and they just be like, "But do you got Netflix like that?" Like they y'all be setting up. Yeah, like, get to the point. Tell me a dad joke and what movie we gonna watch, and I'm on my way. Like that's all y'all want to know. Like I be wanting to talk and like get to know you or something. I guess Tinder ain't the shit for that. I'm learning. But we was heading out. What is TWS.com, the farm functional. I got a lot of new merch out. I'm doing a signature line. I'm gonna make myself a brand. Brand yourself. Hey. If Sean John could do it, why can't I? Anyway, that's happening. Before the algorithm line is out, I'm doing definition shirts. I got the fuck it though, and mug, you know, for my DC people. And I don't know. Trying shit don't work. Trying shit. Like that's where I'm at right now. Like why not? I'm having a ball doing it. And I'm if y'all can't tell, I'm having fun. And I appreciate y'all for the people who listen, for the people who check it out and give me feedback. It means the world to me because I'm having a ball right now. And thank you. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't caught up in the news on where we stand with DMX. You know, one day it was like the world was mourning him. And then the next day I was catching wind of his family. It was like, he's not dead yet, but his organs are failing. Not exactly sure where we are, but it looks like we either lost or about to lose, you know, an icon, a legend. So I wanted to, you know, leave this episode out with like, I think the first thing I ever heard of his and what made me know that, like, he was different. And, all the love and positivity I could send to his, you know, his family and his loved ones. It's a tough time, but let's celebrate him real quick. All right. Until we speak again, be safe, be light, be easy. Love y'all.
Feel me. There is no smile on my face, no laughter in my eyes. Life may seem like a waste, but after a nigga dies, then you'll get the picture I've been trying to show you for the longest. Niggas know, don't test the flow. I'm the strongest. What's wrong is the way fake niggas make niggas. Let them have it. Reach for the flame, let them grab it. What you don't know is gonna get you hurt. 5 years later, dirt. Ashes to ashes, life passes on. Back to the essence, your presence is gone. We all know it was wrong, but it still happened. And them punk motherfuckers that did it is still strapping like they can't get it, but they will. Niggas talk about doing something, but they chill. Cause they know, like I know, the black albino is coming through like a rhino on my dog's eye.